You may have heard about the chakras at some point, if you go to a yoga studio, or if you work with a holistically minded practitioner. The word chakra literally means wheel or cycle, and they generally refer to the energy centers of the subtle body moving in a natural flow. You may have seen the seven major chakras, like the colors of the rainbow, running the length of our spine up to the crown of our head, in a chart or perhaps in an online picture. Sometimes distress or disturbance can be viewed through the lens of an unbalanced or blocked chakra flow. Many Western psychotherapists and practitioners are incorporating the wisdom of this ancient healing system into their work. In this experience of I Am Yoga Nidra, you are invited to take a journey through the chakras and in the process, hopefully connecting you with the wisdom of your subtle or energetic body. Yoga Nidra is a series of awareness exercises that takes you into a sleep-like state without actually falling asleep. At very least, my hope is that you will be led into an experience of deep relaxation or restoration. In this version of the practice, I will be offering an intention that you can use towards the beginning of the practice, or you can develop your own if something more organic emerges. The intention I will offer you is as follows. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. Ideally, yoga nidra is practiced in a lying down position where you can be comfortable for the next 35 to 40 minutes. You may cover yourself with a blanket, as it is normal for body temperature to drop during yoga nidra. You may also place a bolster or pillows under your knees and a folded blanket under the head for support. Try not to have too much elevation or lift of the head if it can be avoided. As with every meditation I lead, there are always options to modify. If lying down for this length of time is not available to you for any reason, you may also lie on your side or bring the body into a gentle incline as if you are in a recliner. You can use whatever props or pillows you may have available for this. Sitting against a wall for support is always an option. There are many times in the meditation I will invite you to close your eyes. Know that a soft gaze is always an acceptable alternative if this feels safer for you. And you can always choose to open the eyes or roll onto the side at any time during the meditation if you feel too activated. Please do not listen to this yoga nidra meditation while you are driving. Pause the recording if you need to in order to set up. Otherwise, let's begin. After you settle in, we'll prepare for a movement called the opposite stretch. I'll give you these instructions assuming that you're lying down, although feel free to modify if you've chosen to take an alternative position. On an inhale, bring the arms overhead, making contact with the floor. Tips of the fingers are facing towards the back of the room that you're in. On an inhale, extend the arms as if you're reaching towards the back of that room, noticing a stretch or a sensation, but keeping the breath flowing evenly. And then on an exhale, release, still keeping the arms up overhead, but let yourself relax here for a moment. On your next inhale, we'll do the same thing with the feet. So perhaps pointing the feet facing towards the front of the room that you're in. And on an inhale, bringing a stretch sensation into the legs as if you're pointing the feet further in front of you. And then on an exhale, release. And now we'll prepare for stretching in both directions simultaneously. So on an inhale, stretching, extending the arms up overhead towards the back of the room and pointing the feet and stretching them out in front of you, feeling a sensation through your legs. And then noticing that sensation in your entire body, up through the top of the head and the tips of the fingers. Keep breathing evenly. Noticing the sensation. And then on an exhale, just release very gently. Maybe wiggling out the body a little bit as we prepare for one more round of the opposite stretch. On an inhale, as it feels organic, extending the arms towards the back of the room, the feet in front of you, stretching, keeping the breath flowing as you notice sensation. And now release, bring the arms back to your sides, recovering them if you need. And notice the impact of that movement on the quality of your stillness. We'll now prepare to chant the sound of Om. You can choose to chant along with me in this lying down position, or you can choose to simply listen, allowing the sensations, the vibrations created by the chant to move through your body, allowing yourself to notice. Close your eyes if they're not already and allow your attention to turn inward. Bring your attention to the breath. Feel the body beginning to relax with each progressive exhalation. Now let's take a deep breath in together. And chant the sound of Om. Allow the vibrational impact of the sound to bring outwardly focused attention inward. Now quiet your mind. Be still. Let go of all thoughts, worry, and tension. Give yourself fully to a higher power. Relax. Trust. And let go. Breathe in fully, and then exhale with a deep sigh. And again, breathe in fully. And exhale with a deep sigh. And let go even more. Feel a deep sense of contentment and peace in your heart. Now bring your intention into your awareness. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. Bring your body into awareness. Recognize your body has been a trusted vehicle, creating accomplishments and contributions to the best of its ability. Now, it is time for your body to rest deeply. I will guide you in the next phase to enter into deeper and subtler levels of relaxation through the bumblebee sound and breath. Use your thumbs to gently close your ears, just tight enough so that you can still hear me. Rest the remaining fingers on either side of the forehead. In a moment, we will take a deep breath in, and with closed lips, we will begin to hum the sound of the bumblebee. Change the pitch of the buzzing sound to maximize the vibratory sensation felt in your skull. Now take a breath in and follow me. Now stop, return your arms to your sides, recover them if you wish, and bring your total undivided attention to your whole body. Feel the stimulating impact of the vibrations extending throughout your body. Notice how your attention feeds your energy. Observe your energy field expand and grow, extending everywhere and filling every nerve and cell of your body. Now bring your attention to the eyebrow center. And empty your mind into the flood of energy. Let it melt and merge into the experience of the energy body, expanding beyond all boundaries. Drop into complete silence, and deep stillness. As we enter into this next phase of Yoga Nidra, remain as motionless as possible. If you need to move or make an adjustment, do so mindfully and return to stillness as soon as you are able. Resolve to remain awake, staying in touch with the sound of my voice. Allow your entire body to respond to my words directly and non-mentally. Allow any disturbances, external or internal, to draw you more deeply within. In Yoga Nidra, you enter the subconscious pranic field. Let your mind merge and melt into the energy body and go beyond the boundaries of body and mind. Now shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Do absolutely nothing from now on. Simply relax. Drop into the deepest state of tranquility, stillness, and peace in the third eye. Now your consciousness is in direct communion with your energy body. From that very relaxed and unified state, follow my guidance as we begin So Hum breath. Now start breathing in through the nostrils and guide your breath and attention steadily from the third eye along the spine, ending at the base of the spine. As you exhale, guide your breath and attention upwards along the length of the spine to the third eye. Continue with this breath. Stay focused and feel the energy follow your attention along the spine. Now we will integrate this breath with the non-vocal sound of So Hum. Now with each inhalation, feel the sound of So as the breath flows from the third eye to the base of the spine. And with each exhalation, feel the sound of Hum flowing up the base of the spine to the third eye. Remain totally absorbed in the subtle vibration of sound and energy moving along the spine. Sound, breath, sensation, and attention in complete synchronicity. Experience it. Be totally engaged in the sacred presence of that I am. Be deeply engaged, totally absorbed, and completely merge into oneness. That I am. That I am. I am. That. Now breathe normally. Bring your attention to rest in the third eye. And bathe your whole body and being in the unified experience of so, hum, sound, and breath. Experience a deep stillness extending everywhere. Feel your whole body lying still. Give yourself the permission to enter the deepest level of relaxation right now. Let go. Let go completely. Drop into that silent space where all doing stops. Experience silence extending everywhere. Bring the sensation of cold to each body part as I name it. Both feet, icy wet. Both knees, biting cold, piercing the skin. Thighs and hips, ice cold, penetrating, wet. Abdomen, chest, back, chilled to the very bone. Shoulders, arms, palms, frigid, shaking, whole body cold, chilled to the bone, wind howling. Swirling snow, shivering, chattering. Now shift your attention and bring a sense of warmth to the whole body. as if you were sitting in front of a fire. Both feet warm and dry. Both knees glowing with heat from the closeness of the fire. Thighs and hips warm and toasty. Abdomen, chest, and back radiating heat. Shoulders, arms, and palms heavy, throbbing with heat. The whole body radiating heat. Sun beating down. Skin prickling with perspiration. Whole body warm. Lying in the sun. Now rest back in neutral awareness. Witness the whole body held in absolute stillness. Place all your attention now at the Muladhara, or root chakra, located at the base of the spine. Feel this area begin to glow and pulse. Feel the earthly, dense quality of this chakra. Now let this grounding be a foundation for awakening into higher centers of consciousness. Tendencies of the conditioned past, moving energies down and out. Now freed to move inward and upward towards liberation. Energy rising through the feet, legs, perineum, and up through the central energy channel, the Sushumna, nourishing and awakening higher centers of consciousness. Now bring your attention to the second chakra located in the pelvis, the area of the reproductive organs and the sacral nerve plexus. Feel this area beginning to pulse and glow, allowing divine Shakti to nourish reproductive functions and sensuality. Visualize your body filled with divine light and love. Now bring your total attention to the Manipura chakra located at the navel, associated with the solar plexus of nerves that nurtures all the abdominal organs of the area. Feel this area beginning to pulse and glow. Allow the primal forces of aggression and compulsion to dissolve in the light of your awareness. and sense it being converted to clarity, confidence, and strength. Facing all challenges with equanimity and dignity. Feel you are now free of all limitations. Your inner core feels vital and strong and connected to Source. You lack absolutely nothing as you step into the next integrated state of being. Now breathe into the heart center, Anahata Chakra. Feel the area in the middle of the chest beginning to pulse and glow. Experience the regenerative, restorative healing power activating health functioning of heart, lungs, and thymus gland. See the heart center transmuting the energies of the lower chakras. Experience a deep sense of love and compassion. Let it change your perception of the world. Feel yourself becoming a beacon of love and light, attracting the energies of the lower centers and transforming them at the heart. Bring your attention now to the throat, the cervical nerve plexus. Feel the throat and thyroid gland grow and pulse. See yourself entering into the expansiveness of the throat chakra from where you can reclaim your voice of wisdom. You are free from all inhibitions and limitations to awaken creative expression. Bring your attention now to the Ajna Chakra, the third eye. Feeling the area between the eyebrows and about 3 inches in towards the center of the brain begin to glow and pulse. Feel the pituitary and pineal glands being reactivated and rejuvenated deep inside the brain. Receive the time-transcendent nectar of Amrit, dripping from the pineal gland, penetrating and spreading through every cell of your being. Rest in awareness. If there is any chakra or corresponding area of your body that needs additional healing, bring your attention to that area now. See it bathed in healing light. Now, see a 1,000-petal lotus at the crown of the head. feel all the chakras spontaneously and effortlessly aligned. See energy moving unimpeded upward towards the crown chakra. See the whole body surrounded and permeated by light. All boundaries and illusion of separateness disappearing. Dissolve and disappear into oneness. You have entered the sacred space of Shiva consciousness, where unmanifest potentiality has become manifest actuality. Allow the duality of the mind to merge into the oneness of spirit. Settle into the silent source of your being. Now bring your intention into your awareness. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. Go deeper into the third eye. The mysterious command center, and let it carry out your intentions, prayers, and affirmations. Hold your intention firmly and clearly with deep feeling and faith. Establish it at the altar of your heart. At this sacred moment, your whole being has made a major paradigm shift. Establish yourself in total trust and faith that remains free from any need to be in control. Feel the presence of your higher self, guide, protect, and bless you. Return to the third eye, where energies from all the meridians come into deep unification, integration, harmony, and balance. Establish a whole new relationship with reality, regardless of how it begins to show up in your life. Now begin to become aware of the rising and falling of the breath. Slowly feel yourself beginning to rise to the surface of awareness. Sense the body resting on the floor. The quality of the air as it touches the skin. Gradually you can move as if you're waking from a restful sleep. Bend your knees and pull them closer to your chest. Rock sideways gently. Take your time. Do not hurry. Then turn on to your favorite side and curl into a fetal position. Feel the safety, comfort, and protection of the womb of existence. Bring your intention into your awareness again. I allow my body to open up the channels it needs to heal my total self. Every time you find yourself in reaction, you are empowered to replace it with your intention. Now you can gradually move and begin to sit up with your eyes closed. Continue to stay deep in this inner experience. Regardless of what you consciously recognize that has or has not changed, know that something deep within has shifted to connect you with your intention. Become aware of your body. And bring a deep sense of peace and contentment with you as you bring your attention back to the physical body. Be still. And be grateful. Know that you can easily enter here again and again. Now you may gradually open your eyes. Take your time. Adjust back to the light in your space. You can take some additional time to soak in this experience. Or you can reinitiate your sense of grounding with the space you're already in. Just however you decide to transition into the rest of your day, give yourself the time and honor the fullness of your experience. Jai Bhagwan, my friends, victory to the spirit within.